Welcome to the CC Broadcast, a part of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. Join us this week as our radio preacher, Pastor Tim Butker, delivers this second part of his message, Prayer Has Potential.
Welcome again to the CC Broadcast, as we invite you to join us as we open God's Word and invite Him to speak to us as only He can by the power of His Spirit through His living Word. And then we also invite you to turn your heart towards the Lord in worship and praise and honor of who He is through songs and hymns and spiritual songs. We've set aside this time to allow the Lord to minister to us as we seek Him together. And He has promised us in His Word that if we will draw near to Him in our hearts and our souls, He will draw near to us. And we're talking in here for numerous weeks about the gift of prayer. And today we're continuing in part two, talking about the possibility, the potential of prayer. And as we look into His Word today, I hope you're greatly encouraged to keep seeking the Lord as He has invited us so graciously to come to Him anytime, anywhere. Let's pray together. Father, thank You for each person listening today. Thank You for the possibilities You've given us by inviting us into Your presence through the sacrificial work of Your Son Jesus, dealing with the sins in our hearts and souls that would separate us from You. And as we come into Your presence, give us a sense of boldness before You, an ability to pray the way that You want us to pray, to utilize this opportunity that You've given us to the fullest. Encourage us in this today, Father, by the work of Your Spirit. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. People of His pasture. He is our God. He is our God. We are the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
As we are continuing in our series on prayer and looking at what Jesus taught us about prayer, I take you today to James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18, where the half-brother of Jesus was inspired to write these words by the Holy Spirit of God. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest end. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when those who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains fall. God's love so sure shall still all measureless and strong. Grace will resound the whole earth round, the saints and angels' song. Could we rethink the ocean fill, skies a parchment made, were every star on earth a quill, and everyone a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry.
Up next, we have part two of Pastor Tim Butler's message, Prayer Has Potential. If you missed part one, you can find it on our website, ChristianCrusaders.org, or on our free mobile app.
Sometimes when I get discouraged in life, I do so because I've forgotten about the nature of God. God is good. He's kind, he's patient, he's merciful, he's loving, and he cares for us. But I can tell you there are things that I have come before him with day after day, year after year, month after month, that he hasn't yet answered in the way I think he could in line with the kingdom of God. And I sometimes grow weary in prayer when I forget about his power. But when I remember that this God who has invited us into his presence is the God of all eternity, who's the ruler not only of this earth, but he's the ruler of heaven and earth. He's the ruler of the cosmos. He's the one who put the stars in place. When I'm reminded of his dunamis, his power, I'm stirred again to come before him. And he has said, keep seeking, keep asking, keep knocking. Sometimes he says no. Sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says wait. But he always says, keep persisting in prayer. Keep coming, keep knocking, keep asking, keep seeking. And if you've grown discouraged in your heart and mind over something you're dealing with in your life today, I just want to remind you that no matter what it is, God is able. He's able to help. When we're thinking about prayer, Jesus begins with focusing our minds on the nature of God, the true nature as revealed in the scriptures. What comes into our minds when we think about God might very well be the most important thing about us. Do you believe that God is a God of great power? That nothing is impossible with him? Do you believe that your prayers can have an effect on him and could even at some point change his mind? James, the half-brother of Jesus, told us in our lesson today, the prayer of a righteous person. Now, a righteous person is a person who's come into the presence of God by faith and been declared righteous through the blood of Jesus. That can be anyone, anywhere, anytime. Righteous before God by faith in Christ, declared clean. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it's working. And then he gives us an example of the power of prayer. Elijah was a man just like you and I, with the same nature as us, a fallen human nature, bent towards selfishness, but he, before Christ, living in faith, was declared righteous before God. And Elijah was a man with that kind of nature, walking in righteousness by faith, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And God responded to his prayer, and for 3.5 years, it didn't rain because this is the God who can control the weather in his dunamis, in his power. And then he prayed again that it would rain. And the text says, heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. When you and I are praying, thy kingdom come, do we know what we're praying? For the rule and reign and power and authority of God to take over on the earth as it is in heaven. And God is a gentleman. He doesn't force his way in. He's given human beings free will to resist him, push out his reign, and live to our own way. And the evidence of that is all around us. I recently heard the story of a foreign president, I'm not sharing the names here, who made an appointment with a pastor in South Korea. He heard about his ministry and the way God was working there in South Korea. He wanted to go talk to him, and he was working on developing his own understanding of God. And he had an appointment early in the afternoon, and he arrived a little bit early during the noon hour. And the secretary at the church stopped he and his entourage and said, you know, the pastor's not ready for you yet. He's in his designated noon hour of prayer. And the foreign president said to the secretary, ma'am, do you happen to understand who I am? The secretary said, yes, I know exactly who you are. She said, I have a question for you. Do you happen to understand or know who the pastor is visiting with? He'll be with you at one. God is unlike any human being. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, El Shaddai, all-powerful, almighty. There is no one higher. And he has invited you and I into his presence through the blood of Jesus to talk with him as a heavenly father. What awesome privilege it is. What power is available to us. When Jesus was instructing us to pray, he was inviting us to pray, your kingdom come. And then even deeper, he said, pray like this, your will be done. When we come to God first and foremost, we're focusing on him, his power, his authority, his agenda, his purposes, his will. Do you know the most common word for prayer used by God in the New Testament is the Greek word prosukomai, prosukomai. Pros means to exchange, as an exchange between two individuals. Eukomai is to wish. Prayer, in its essence, is to exchange desires, expressions, wishes with another person. My wife and I often exchange desires and express these things to each other. This is what God is inviting us to do. Come before him, express wishes and hear his wishes and learn from each other in an interaction with each other. In Luke 22, Jesus gives us an example of an exchange of wishes. Jesus was in humility, found in human likeness and appearance as a man, like you and I, walking on the earth, dealing with the challenges that we deal with. And he knew that he was slated to accomplish a purpose for which God sent him, and it was burdening him. He knew that soon he was going to be arrested and whipped and beaten and then crucified to pay for the sins of humanity. That's why he came. But in his humanity, in the flesh that he took on, he was struggling with his calling. And so the night before he was betrayed, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples, and he asked them to stay and wait and pray with him, and they fell asleep. But while Jesus was praying, he withdrew about a stone's throw away from them, and he knelt down before his Father. And he said, Father, here's the exchange of wishes. If you are willing, I wish that you would take this cup from me. That's my wish. Coming before his heavenly Father, vulnerable, open, privately, authentically, honestly, from the depths of the secret parts of his soul, just bearing it. Here's my desires. Here's my burden. And notice how he prayed. If you are willing, take this cup from me. He knew he was able. He just wanted to know if he was willing. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Prayer, in its essence, is a deep surrender to God, where we learn from him. He hears from us, and we learn from him. Notice that Jesus' teaching on prayer begins entirely with a focus on God. His nature, his location, his uniqueness, his preeminence, his power, his purposes, his will. And we should approach him understanding all of these things about him. I close with an example of a kind of exchange of wishes between Nehemiah, a prophet in the Old Testament, and King Artaxerxes, who he worked for when he was banished out of Jerusalem. He'd just gotten word, Nehemiah, far east of Jerusalem, that Jerusalem was in ruins. The city had lost its walls and the gates were burnt and torn down. And he was burdened deeply by this, had been in great grief over it. And he came before the king, serving as the king cupbearer. And in Nehemiah chapter 2, we read, in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when the wine was brought before him, I took the wine and gave it to the king, as a cupbearer does. And he said this, I had not been sad in the presence of the king before. So the king asked me, why does your face look so sad when you are not ill? This can be nothing, the king discerned, but sadness of heart. He wisely discerned where this individual was, just as God knows where our hearts are. This can be nothing but sadness of heart. Nehemiah said, I was very much afraid to talk honestly with the king like this. But I took the risk, he said. I said to the king, may the king live forever. I revere you. I understand who you are. I respect and honor you. But then he said this, very honestly, why should my face not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire? The king heard Nehemiah's sort of prayer, offering of his burden to the king. And the king said, well, what is it you want from me? Give me your wishes. Then I prayed to the God of heaven because I was scared. Nehemiah said, I talked to my heavenly father before I said more to this king. And I answered the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, let him, here's a wish, send me to the city of Judah where my ancestors are buried so I can rebuild it. And the king said, how long will you be gone? After consulting with his wife, the king said, you can go. And then Nehemiah took another risk, boldly before the throne. When I'm going, could I have permission to get wood from the king's forest? Could I get permission to rebuild the city in writing so they'll see it's official? And the king said, because it's in my will, or because you've changed my mind or whatever, I'm going to pour my grace out upon you as you go. Friends, you and I have been given the opportunity to come into the presence of the King of Kings, who has all power and all authority, to ask, to seek, to knock. I don't know where you're at today, but if you've grown discouraged with your life in some way, can I encourage you? Keep coming before the King. If you haven't opened up your heart to Jesus, put your faith in him, and then you're invited into the very presence of God to walk with him and talk with him as a friend. Next week, this prayer turns towards even more expressions of requests from God about our personal needs this side of eternity. I hope you'll stay with us in the series. God has given us a great and awesome privilege to come before him, and there is power in the working of our prayers as we talk to him. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the chance to gather in this place today and come before you. I do again thank you for the shed blood of your son, Jesus, that gives us the opportunity to come to you anytime, anywhere. And as we've gathered here today, I'm sure your Spirit is ministering to each one of us in different ways. I pray that as a church family, as we're moving forward in faith, you would, by your Spirit, keep drawing us closer to you, more in abiding with you, more open and honest with you, in a place of humility before you, so we could experience more and more of your grace, and you would hear more and more of our prayers with a response of your kindness and your mercy. Give us wisdom to pray in line with what you're calling us to, so that we could walk in your power and your strength. Father, thank you for hearing us, for opening your ears to us, and being merciful and kind to us. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
What's your impossible? Your I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart with doubt? You beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough yet. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door. Let your knees saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Alpha and Omega knows how your story ends. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Stop praying that addictions end. Don't stop praying for deliverance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Oh, don't stop praying for the sickness healed. Don't stop praying for his power revealed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. No, don't stop praying for the kingdom come. Don't stop praying that his will be done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus.
Thanks for tuning in to today's broadcast. Our primary goal is to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of the world and to promote the truth of God's Word. In addition to this weekly broadcast, we have three podcasts which you can listen to for free on our website, ChristianCrusaders.org, or on our free mobile app. The first podcast is a Bible overview devotion called the Daily Dose Devotions. The second podcast features inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. It's called the CC Podcast Conversations. Our newest podcast is Homer Larson Live, which features a powerful series of sermons from one of our former radio preachers recorded live over his 5-decade ministry to his local church.
Today you've been listening to the broadcast transmission of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. We're one of America's longest running radio ministries, on the air since 1936. We are completely donor funded and donations are tax deductible. They can be sent to 7401 University Avenue, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613, or made online at ChristianCrusaders.org. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast. We'll be here again next week at the same time. And until then, may God richly bless you.